How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strachan Van Til, Ultra, or twiningsusa.com.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all style selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229 while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his 2-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a 6-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipek. Dexter Fowler, once again, a Chicago Cub. The 29-year-old who reportedly had a 3-year, $35 million contract offer on the table from the Baltimore Orioles will return to the North Side on a 1-year deal with a mutual option for 2017. The Score's Bruce Levine reported earlier that Fowler's deal with Baltimore fell through after Fowler insisted on an early opt-out, which the Orioles were not willing to put up. Cubs made another move today as well, trading utility man Chris Coughlin to the Oakland Athletics in exchange for right-handed pitcher Aaron Brooks. Brooks, who is 25 years old, started 9 games last year for the Athletics and had a 6.71 ERA. Also in baseball, White Sox co-owner and vice chairman Eddie Einhorn died today at the age of 80. Einhorn was the vice chairman for the Sox for 25 years and also served as chief operating officer from 1981 to 1990. The team has announced that they will wear a patch on their uniforms during the season to honor Einhorn. Blackhawks back in action tonight after 3 days off. They will host the Nashville Predators at 7 o'clock. Hawks have won just 2 out of their last 6 games, but are allowing just 53 goals at the United Center. That is best in the NHL. Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera joined the Mully and Hanley show this morning to cover a number of topics, and he was asked to compare this year's Broncos defense to that of the vaunted 85 Bears.
They did some really good things. They really did in the game. They won the game at the end of the year, but we still did gain 300 yards.
Right.
So, I think they'll go down as one of the really good ones. Von Miller earned the Super Bowl MVP. He really did. So, I'm always going to be biased because I played on the 85 team. So that's how I feel about, that group, because the 85 team was a very special group of men.
Full interview and more available at mullyandhanley.com. Bulls won last night at home without Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose, 109-104 over the Wizards. Pau Gasol nearly had a triple-double despite being stricken with the flu. They are off tonight traveling to Atlanta, and the Bulls will take on the Hawks tomorrow night at the Phillips Arena. Join the score at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Man Carry Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Kevin Zipak. Sounded good doing those updates, young fella. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Brett Lyons today, the slab of man. Excellent job. And Kevin helped out on production earlier
yes,
in the
did.
Day
yes,
as well. Jordan Burnfield had the updates for part of the time as well. Thank you to our guest today, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Joe Cowley, spinning his business and taking a punch very well today. Joined us, Bruce Levine, who had the news. He broke the news of how the Fowler thing fell apart with Baltimore. And Dan Wallach, who we had a short, abbreviated conversation with, but we'll do again maybe next week.
Yeah, we're going to keep him in the rotation. Anytime anything pops up, still want to jump into some of that Jose Reyes stuff with him. Maybe that'll happen closer to opening day. But appreciate him jumping on with us.
Tomorrow on Friday, Matt Bowen from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Brendan Haywood, former North Carolina, longtime NBA center Brendan Haywood, who's covering college hoops and doing it well these days for CBS Sports Network, and Kwame Mason.
Yes.
I'm not hip to...
Soul on Ice. Willie O'Ree was on NHL Network last night promoting the Soul on Ice movie that's coming out.
It's a history of blacks in black hockey, right?
And it's a long, long history as well. I mean, you go back, Black men in Canada were playing hockey for a long time and just weren't allowed to play with the other people.
Wow. Right.
Soul on Ice. So
the other people.
And I did, by the way, Jay Zawoski. I retweeted a link last night about the movie and Jay saw it. So Jay saw me retweeting and jumped out.
It's a great fit for us. And I think tomorrow that'll be a landmark moment in the Brothers for Hockey movement.
Oh, man.
Just to have the conversation.
Shirts are getting printed up right now.
Wow.
We're coming out of hibernation.
We began that in the movement years ago and had 8 people come to it.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have a brother, so you didn't get any traction.
That's
kind of had to have the material.
That's true. I could have used a friend. I have none.
Also, if I remember correctly, you didn't have the hockey either.
Right. Well, yes, we did. We had hockey.
Yeah, the hockey or yeah, the brother.
We didn't have this hockey.
It's a different thing.
We have 2 on my kids' team.
They've got the pulling goalie. Oh, you counted them, huh?
Well, they've got a line.
That's 1, that's 2, that's enough.
No,
that's more than enough.
I asked, why was the coach...
Did they celebrate too much after goals?
Too demonstrative? I said, why is the coach screaming panda? Why is he screaming panda? He said, well, that's the panda line. So when he wants to change up lines, I said, why do you call it the panda line?
Are they chubby?
No.
No, white, black, white.
No, white, black, Asian. So it's black, white, and Asian. So they figured that since a panda is black and white and Asian, they just call that they call it the panda line.
I think you just got your son's coach fired just now.
What line? Panda, go! Yeah. Get in there!
What do they call the all-Jew line?
The law firm.
The jewelers.
We have one.
The jewelers.
The negotiators. Yeah, the,
I'm going to go with Trump. I believe the radio administrators.
I'm going to go with Trump.
These socialist pornographers.
That's all right, too.
I love their new record, by the way, the socialist pornographers. Nico Case is in there. Yeah.
Love the shift change that can happen on this show.
Oh, this shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who I'm sure are proud to be involved.
Ridiculous.
The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry. Reuben Ford Spiegel lately has been putting his Chicago Wolves sweater over his blankets to go to sleep. That is the love affair the man has.
That's because Spiegel is living on Lower Wacker right now. It has nothing to do with
just needs one more layer of warmth.
He needs to get warm.
It's got nothing to do with allegiance.
His feet are in Ziploc bags. He's just trying to stay as warm as possible.
That guy homeless.
Oh, see.
Who still hasn't worn the hat I gave him? It's starting to bother me. No, it's a sign. Homeless. It's not homeless.
I had one.
He has a sign that says home.
Is he host overnight?
I don't know. He just
he doesn't come home.
He doesn't come home. He's home. He's homeless than he used to be.
So I
gave him a hat. A nice new hat. And he never wears it.
What kind of hat?
Who gave you the hat?
The Blackhawks.
Was it a baseball hat?
No.
It's a toque?
It's like a wool tam o'shanter.
Could it cover his ears?
He's on the fourth line.
I think there's flaps on there. It's a flaps. Nice hat.
If it doesn't keep his ears warm, it ain't worth a damn to a homeless person.
Right.
Well, maybe Burnsy sold it for something.
Burnsy thought his soul was saved a little bit in that gesture. And then all of a sudden, he's mad because he doesn't have the receipt for his soul when he sends that walk with the devil.
He started to feel better about the relentless evil he's perpetrated on our ears.
That's exactly what just happened. So every time he drives past this poor homeless man, he's like, screw that guy. He's not wearing the hat I give.
Exactly. There's a couple guys that I like.
This balances the darkness of my daily life.
And then, you know, when you get off the drive at Belmont. There's the guy down at the bottom of the off ramp, and it says homeless unemployed diesel mechanic.
Who's Chet?
He's always there.
That was unemployed lawyer.
No, he's
I met him the other day.
Unemployed
lawyer.
Yeah. Oh,
I
it's
met
great
Scott
dude.
At
great
a,
dude.
At a wake for a mutual friend who is a magician, a brilliant magician who tragically left us too early.
Sounds like a Modern Family episode.
Scott
or
and
something.
I had a nice conversation.
Yeah, he is a very good dude who has an unemployed lawyer has done better than had he been an employed lawyer.
Really?
Oh yeah,
he's a magician.
Selling dope.
Very, very successful children's magician.
And our mutual friend Dennis DeBont had advised him early on in his career. So rest in peace, Dennis, who's a wonderful guy. So the 97 win Cubs added Dexter Fowler just to perfect their roster a little more and kind of.
Cubs going like a sorcerer or something.
They are so absurdly loaded. There's no incorrect lineup you can write, pretty much.
But it feels like a Jedi Master or something. How do you...
It's a bad week for the Orioles.
Invalidate a trade. You see Joe Sheehan wrote this big piece about the Orioles yesterday.
The Baltimore Sun.
I know.
Burnsy.
I know.
For 12 hours, the Baltimore Sun has been singing the praises of what Dexter Fowler is going to do for Manny Machado and everybody else in that lineup. It was the one hole in their lineup. They're ready to make an AL East run, and all of a sudden...
Is that Peter Schmuck? Gallardo
was hurt so much they can't finish that contract either.
We thought that they had switched that money over. They're like, all right, 35 for Gallardo. We can't give you that money because your shoulder's messed up. We're going to give it to Dexter.
Did you know he's
that hurt? I didn't.
No.
I didn't either.
No. I
looked at that signing and thought, that's a good signing.
It sounds like something that happens when you get your throwing program back together after the season.
Yeah.
And you don't tell anybody until you ink something.
I want to know at what point the opt-out after 1 year came into the negotiations.
Exactly. Because did he just drop that in there and deciding, let's scuttle this thing? The Cubs are still talking to me?
Way that Bruce said it sounded like he could have come late. From Fowler's camp, like, all right, you know, can we get the opt out after one instead of two? And if I'm I don't know that for sure, but I know if I'm the Orioles, who don't really give opt outs at all,
well,
they don't want to dance that many times.
They don't want to
give up
your
draft pick.
You're not
going
to give up the draft pick for 1 year.
That and they don't want to have to keep going back and trying to find a leadoff hitter. They don't want to have to. You don't want to have to do that every year.
And I get that.
And
Fowler solved a lot of problems for them.
He did. And the Cubs' leverage is like, hey, you can either be one of the guys in the outfielder or you can start sometimes, but you get another bite at the apple in a year when if you play well and you're back out there on the market as a 30-year-old outfielder, you can get another two-year deal.
Buck is steaming.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. Buck is steaming, and Angelos. Well, because the Orioles feel like they had an agreement. And how do you get to be a Jedi front office person?
Chicanery.
You are ruthless.
Chicanery.
You are absolutely ruthless. No, they're just not
maybe
ruthless.
Skirting the edge of ethics.
Hey, it's already happened once.
This is why people are telling on them left and right.
This is why you end up.
They're very envious.
You're in hearings for tampering on the Joe Madden stuff.
It's why Buster Olney is carrying water floating stuff about should you be allowed to tank to get some of this stuff.
We would talk about that. That
didn't make any sense.
I don't understand the tanking thing. Like, at what point do you get mad at them?
Fix the league or don't. You know what I mean?
But you can't fix teams trying to rebuild. And from the beginning of, like, tank became a cool thing to say probably 5-6 years ago. But it's the beginning of time people have looked at their rosters and go, you know what? We ain't as good as I think we need to be.
We don't have a path to success.
And draft picks go to teams that finish poorly. Let's get a couple of these things.
No, it's time they're wrong on draft picks, too.
It's not easy to build a team.
Used to be.
No. Yeah. It's just about allocating resources where you want. But I would not be surprised if there ends up being some kind of hearing for tampering, but some kind of something filed by Baltimore if they're pissed off.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Give that a shot, I would think. I loved the talk about the Cardinals, too, having this factory that builds...
fake guys.
I was picturing a giant 3D printer.
That's why nobody wants to live in Ferguson, because the factory is out there. Just take it to Rick and Keel, they kidnap Rick and Keel, they kidnap all these dudes, and then they pour chocolate on them, and Tommy Pham is right there for you.
No, it's a machine. It's somebody you've never heard of.
No, it doesn't have to be a machine. It's my thought, damn it.
Put them in 4-inch lifts.
What's your name? Tom Schlabach. Botnick, and I'm a 3-war player.
There it is. Great. Randall Grichuk and all these dudes.
Only a real Peanuts fan would get that reference.
It was actually Joe. I changed it from Joe to Tom.
I know. I was disappointed.
What league?
Tonight, the Voice Live playoffs begin. It's the biggest event in America. Okay, technically, the election is bigger. But the live 3-night Voice event is a close second.
That's what I'm talking about!
And America's vote will decide the top 12.
It's up to America now.
Then, on an all-new revolution, after 15 years of darkness, could there be light and along with it, danger?
What if they want to use it as a weapon?
The Voice Live Playoffs and Revolution, all new tonight, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Some of the old strips.
Still great.
It's better now, I think. It's really terribly sad.
Yeah, me and Nicole were talking about it the other day.
Terribly sad.
Come visit you, Terry.
Yeah, I can't really get very far. I was at the doctor today. I can't really move very much. And I also aged 7 years. I saw the kid send me this story about me, and I aged to 72 during the course of this.
What? There's some internet post that had said Terry was 72.
They said, and of course, my kids probably didn't send it to me.
Hey, let me tell you something right now.
Oh. I think I am 72 now. Thank you.
Hey, that's the
end. That's not that damn
and guess
funny.
What? And guess what? Stepping better than you ever stepped in your whole day. Damn life.
I will be.
Kidding me? Yes. Kidding
Correct.
Me?
That's right.
The golf family and the community are behind Terry Bors.
Hey, Terry, at 72, you'd almost be old enough to get the Democratic nomination.
Hey, feel the Bors. Feel the Bors, damn it. Actually, Bernie's here, right? He's got a town hall meeting that a couple of my
just
friends
just a couple
to
more
today.
Years, Terry. You're getting there.
The town hall meeting, and I'm on the way.
The ticket's going to be Terry and Sid Hartman.
I'm going to start by arguing with the Pope.
Ray Ratto is his Secretary of Cheese.
Wait, Terry and Hartman. I'm listening.
We did not see Ray Ratto in Frisco. I don't know how
it's kind of hard to miss him, yeah. Large jugular on that man. All right, this shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry. Fellas, enjoy your time and enjoy the foolishness that happens when you talk Cubs baseball.
There will be plenty of that. We are going to do Who You Crapping at 5, and Pete Futek is going to jump on also to talk about what's going on down at the University of Tennessee. I don't know if you saw that the athletic director, Dave
they
Hart,
came out
today
and took a stand unnecessarily didn't they?
And he tied himself to that coach. Yeah. He doubled down and said, everything's fine.
See Butch Jones?
The culture
is fine.
Did? Yeah, but you know, Butch Jones too. Here's the thing. The accusation is under oath. That is a sworn deposition in federal court.
Boys getting into some things that they should not get into.
And you don't double down.
And
on
what
something.
They're trying to do the most is remove Peyton Manning. This is all about Peyton Manning's legacy. There are a lot of people called a Georgia connect, and this is a lot. This has a lot to do with making sure Peyton is clean. And while trying to do this, they are a lot of people are jumping. Yeah, make sure I'm clean too, and make sure I'm clean too. So Peyton Manning maybe indirectly or directly saying, "Hey, get me out of this. This ain't got nothing to do with me anymore. I've talked about this, wrongfully so, but I've talked about this." Yeah, a lot of people are trying to jump into that Peyton Manning. I didn't do anything, and now you're getting everybody dirty.
And Julie DeCaro tweeted earlier that she received inquiries from two people wanting to contact lawyers for the Jane Doe plaintiffs, who apparently have similar stories.
This something like 15 grand too, like this settling and 15 grand being a part of the settlement, and all you had to do was cut a check.
And if you think the plaintiffs' lawyers are done, you're crazy, because this drip, drip, drip. If you there will be more accusers lined up. You're going to get Jane Doe 9, 10, 11, 12 coming here.
And the thing that I'm also hearing is they learned a little bit from the Rashid Suleiman case, where if outlets aren't covering it after a while, then it's going to die. This is now bubbling into the second and third week of this story. So now people are starting to pick this up because the right people, I should say, are starting to dig. And you can't just keep everything, you know, everybody ain't singing Rocky Top. You know, that's the problem. You're so insulated that you don't think anybody exists outside of you. No matter how many lawyers you have on staff, they're all wearing orange. So they think they're all good, too. This is going to be a nasty situation for them.
Yeah, that's a true cesspool. I mean, every one of them is in their own way. But this one is especially awful.
Yeah, very dangerous.
I mean, they, on every front.
Very dangerous.
Don't
you get the feeling, though, that all it takes is an incident for one of 30, 40, 50 programs to get exposed this.
See, that's the thing.
All it takes is one thing coming to light.
Right now.
Right.
They're happening right now.
100%.
But the girls are told, hey, that didn't happen to you.
Did you see the documentary that Jameis Winston's accuser was in? It's I forget the name of the documentary.
I saw one.
I saw part of it.
I saw one a year ago.
Very difficult
when I first came back home, about the rape culture on campuses, and it was an independent film, and it's very scary if you have a young lady anywhere in your family that wants higher education at any point in their life.
Are they sticking by that number? Is that number correct, that one in five get raped?
No, it wasn't rape. One in five have some sort of unwanted
sexual attention.
Unwanted contact.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The hunting ground.
That's the one.
Yeah, the hunting ground.
That's the five?
The hunting ground was the one.
That's where Jameis Winston's accuser tells all in there, and just the entire thing, making you realize what happens at colleges.
The difference in this case, though, the difference in the specifics of this federal case, from what I understand, is that they are directly attacking the culture itself. It's not just this coach, this guy, this incident. They are
Title IX, they're structuring
this in a way that the chancellor is named, the AD is named. They are doing this top down and simultaneously bottom up.
Well, I wonder if they're uniquely suited to do it because of the language that Butch Davis apparently used, which is
Butch Jones.
Mm-hmm. You've betrayed the team.
Same thing as him, Butch Davis.
You've betrayed the team.
Yeah, man.
That's some serious.
But the problem is
how the emperors talk, man.
Of course.
Yeah. The problem is the state law. That Tennessee was acting under a state school, was acting under a specific state law that is uncommon to other states. So they were able to get away with running their internal investigations and their internal adjudications in a way that is uniquely biased against accusers that you might not see in other states that hadn't already codified some of that stuff. So it is unique also in that regard.
They have their armor. They had their armor on already.
Yeah, they knew what they could do. Yeah, they knew what they could do, and they did it.
The Boris and Bernstein Show coming up next, Speaks. We got Preds and Blackhawks tonight, some college basketball, and a bunch of other things. I'm sure some baseball talk will happen tomorrow as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boris and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Regardless of how you feel about Donald Trump, it's impossible not to be amazed by his political acumen. Every time it seems his campaign for president is about to go south, must go south, he pulls even farther ahead in the polls. But now Trump may have finally made a fatal mistake. He's taking on the Chicago Cubs. Specifically, he's taking on the Ricketts family, which owns the Cubs. Trump tweeted earlier this week that the Ricketts family was secretly funneling money into an anti-Trump campaign. The Ricketts are behind the End Spending PAC Superfund, but there isn't much secret about that. Most of America loves the Cubs. The only place to take them on, at least for the last 107 years, has been on the field. Trump may have finally gone too far. I'm John Feinstein.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Whoa, I can't believe you have these great seats, man. Did you get season tickets?
John, we're in my basement.
Ah, right. That new TV is huge.
Football is a game of inches, so get to the ultimate football experience at Sears, and we'll help put some awesome ones on your wall. Right now, save $200 on a sharp 60-inch 1080p LCD TV, only $999.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/15/12. See store or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you'd treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229 while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a master's degree. What you don't hear is the courage it took to put goodness on hold for greatness, the sacrifice it took to substitute hobbies for homework, and the fight it took to keep going when settling seemed easy. You don't hear the kids that need attention, the boss that needs reports, the pressure that shapes this student into a success. So next time you look at a University of Phoenix degree, know it's not as simple as it sounds. And that's why we rise. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as all twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
At Chipotle.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Canals Auto Park, Route 41 in Lake Bluff.
Boars and Bernstein.
How are we doing today?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Very pleasant. Good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. Yeah, keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a lap or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, I suppose so. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Borges.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Pete Futak will join us at 2 to talk about this really ugly situation at the University of Tennessee. And then the second half at 3:30, Kevin Fishbane of ChicagoFootball.com at 4. And at 5 o'clock today...
We'll
do.
Will you crap it?
So make it good. I'd rather have you read your stuff than have me read your stuff. That's the point of the bit, and we've had some really good ones lately. So make your plans to be part of that segment at 5 o'clock today, or perhaps part of our big finish. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. Streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text Zone on The Score presented by Grossinger. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. You follow me if you like at Dan_Bernstein. There's Boersandbernstein.com. There is the all-important radio.com app that you can download. I know that we have a lot of people using that to enjoy the show. A lot of people have been podcasting the show lately, as we got to see some of that amazing number of people who enjoy the show via podcast. And that, of course, 670thescore.com, Boersandbernstein.com for that. But if you just want to have it on your phone, wherever you may be, radio.com app is the way to go. The producers are Baldy McGrindy, Brennan McCaffrey.
The clock's starting to run at half court. 2 seconds left. Goes up for the three-pointer.
Oh, my goodness. Stevie Thompson Jr. Are you kidding me?
Quit yelling.
Good Lord.
He is in the suit.
Who is that? The hell was that?
That was Oregon State Beaver Radio.
Yep. Wait, Stevie Thompson? That's not the son of Stevie Thompson from Syracuse, is it? I'm not that old already, am I?
Probably, yes.
Is that the same Stevie Thompson? Remember him? The athletic little Syracuse guy?
Yeah, I remember him.
Oh, check on that for me. Also coming in today, Matt Abatacola.
Do you watch the OJ show? And then my other question
I watched the first week. I haven't been able to see the others. The first week was okay. The only thing I had a problem with was the Travolta character was weird. Shapiro with that face. I mean, what did he do? I mean...
Well, newsflash. He's as weird as it gets. In or out of character.
I love Matt Abatacola. He's our Dale Jr., you know. I'll find him some weekend.
Chris Tannehill.
Normally I have a lot of to say, but I don't have anything to say, so y'all just ask questions. I'm good.
Thank you, Bruce Arians. Yeah,
Captain Indestructible.
I couldn't. When I saw the Fowler news, I literally did a double take. Because I thought it was some kind of joke or some parody account or something. I think, wait a second, that actually just happened.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
There he is. Huh?
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Free agent center fielder Dexter Fowler, once again a Chicago Cub. The 29-year-old who reportedly had a three-year, $35 million contract on the table from the Baltimore Orioles will return to the North Side on a one-year deal with a mutual option for 2017. The Score's Bruce Levine reported earlier today that Fowler's deal with Baltimore fell through after Fowler insisted on having an early opt-out, which the Orioles were not willing to offer. Cubs made another move today, trading utility man Chris Coughlin to the Oakland Athletics in exchange for right-handed pitcher Aaron Brooks. Brooks, who is 25 years old, started 9 games for Oakland last year and had a 6.71 ERA. Also in baseball news, White Sox co-owner and vice chairman Eddie Einhorn died today at the age of 80. Einhorn...
Too bad. He was a really good dude. I don't know if you remember when he sat down with us in Arizona.
I've known him forever. Yeah.
For like 20 minutes. I mean, he was
from day one of the whole White Sox thing.
A sports television pioneer.
Yes, he was. And a really, really, really good guy. Could
sweet
do both.
Guy. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Einhorn also served as the vice chairman for the Sox for 25 years and served as chief operating officer from 1981 to 1990. The team has announced that they will wear a patch on their uniforms during the season to honor Einhorn. Blackhawks back in action tonight after 3 days off. They'll host the Nashville Predators 7 p.m. at the United Center. The Hawks have fallen to second in the Western Conference after winning just 2 out of their last 6 games. However, they are just one point behind the Dallas Stars for the top spot in the West. Bulls off tonight as they travel to Atlanta to take on the Hawks tomorrow night at the Phillips Arena. No word yet on the status of Derrick Rose, who sat out of last night's win over Washington with right hamstring tendonitis. Chicago Open Air has announced a spectacular music lineup for the 3-day music, craft beer, and gourmet man food festival July 15th, 16th, and 17th at Toyota Park in Bridgeview. For your chance to win a pair of 3-day passes, go to 670thescore.com. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
I think it just sort of all fell together, because if you're looking for a guy, a team that says, okay, you can opt out after 1 year if you want to, that's the Cubs. That's the Cubs. They'll learn enough during the course of this year to figure out exactly what they want to do with or without Dexter Fowler. I mean, you walked into exactly the right place. And I don't know why you would sign a contract and want out after 1 year with the Orioles, but think this has not been a great time for the O's.
No, what I would like to know, and I guess we may never know, is when in the process did this hiccup occur?
Yeah.
It
seemed a done deal, did it? Not to you?
It did. Mm-hmm. And then you're wondering what kind of happened there to put this in. You know, somebody maybe says something to somebody. Hey, you know.
Yeah, because if you're going to do that, be upfront about that.
Or he gets cold feet and he says to his agent, what can we do? How can we then make an offer they have to refuse and say, well, wait a sec. We changed our mind. We want an opt-out after 1 year. And, oh, whoa, chief. And then I guess the question is, did this happen naturally or did they scuttle it on purpose? Did he decide, I kind of want to be a Cub.
It would appear to me that he scuttled it on purpose.
I don't want to accuse him of that without knowing.
I don't either. It's still business. Nothing was signed. But, yeah, I don't know how you would have it reported as done and he's here and everything else. And then all of a sudden he's, it's like, what? He wanted what? And now he's gone? Yes, and we're not going to do that. So I shouldn't say that, but I just think when you have as much reporting that was done, and this was everywhere that he signed with them. This just wasn't one place. It wasn't just Baltimore Sun or whatever. Everybody had the same thing. I mean, this was sort of a report that went out from them. They had it. So, I mean, at what point do you say to him, oh, and by the way, I want a one-year opt-out? Don't you kind of say that up front unless you kind of want to go? I mean, if you're negotiating with me, I'm going to tell you right away, hey, Dan, we can do this, but keep this in mind. I want a one-year opt-out on what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may say, well, screw you, you dope. I don't want that. What? Why do you want that? And I would answer the question. But, I mean, at no time does it appear to me that when they were negotiating this thing that ever came up. Because that would have been it right away. Clearly, at least it would have been enough to stop the reporting of it. maybe you're close or you're this or you're that. Not that it's done.
I find it very strange, and you'd love to hear how something like this happened, but look at the Cubs' run prevention. Look at their defense now. I mean, good God. The best part of this is Jason Hayward's your right fielder.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, I believe, has led all of baseball in defensive runs saved.
He has.
I mean, that's the best right fielder in the game. Mm-hmm.
I think it's 8 years or something he's done that. Yeah, I think so.
And okay, so this is how Dexter Fowler himself explained what happened.
I didn't give him a verbal agreement at all. You know, I don't know where that came from. It didn't come from our camp. So it kind of put me in a difficult situation. But no, we Theo, you know, they made a good offer, and you know, and you come back to what you know.
Could have done that a long time ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't come back to what you know.
Yeah, but why did it happen? When and how it happened? That doesn't really
explain
it.
Other than saying that there was not. That's a bad report. There was nothing. I never agreed on anything. Okay. Happens.
That's a lot of bad reporting. Then. That's pretty deep-seated bad reporting.
Oh, I've done some bad reporting.
But that wasn't all off of one single report. It was multiple.
No, it was multiple reports.
Hmm.
No, I've done that.
And by the way, Stephen Thompson Jr. is Stevie Thompson's son.
Mm-hmm. I figured.
Wow. He started early then, because he's I think Stevie Thompson's a year older than I am. And he's got a kid in college already.
Who's already older than you. Weird.
That's not how that works. He's Terry Boris. I'm Dan Bernstein. And at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Pete Futek. What happened today at the University of Tennessee was really unbelievable. And that is a crap storm that is only going to get worse. And it's going to be fun to watch them burn. At least from my perspective, it is.
And they will.
I believe they will. Mm-hmm. And getting your thoughts on this little bit of sorcery that's been pulled off by the Chicago Cubs. Oh. Dexter Fowler is back, if you're just joining us, and he will be their regular center fielder with all the other outfield pieces moving around there with Schwarber and Soler. And who knows how they're going to work everything to make sure everybody's got enough time and place, right? I mean, because somebody's kind of out, right?
Yeah, it is odd. I just even that didn't help me much. That didn't help me much there.
What didn't help you?
The Dexter Fowler there.
What do you mean it doesn't help you?
It didn't help me much. I mean, I don't know when that came up. I mean, you said it was misreported.
Oh, you mean the quote? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that could be. I mean, not everybody. If that's so, why did everybody do the same thing?
I don't know.
If that's the case, I mean, then you're look, guys make mistakes, and I've did things where it was completely incorrect, and you know, you're trying to get it and you didn't get it, and you thought you had it and you didn't, but this was different. This was different.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You have the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Target, Fresh Time, or TwiningsUSA.com.
It's Woodfield Nissan's Auto Show Markdown.
With the biggest auto show savings in Chicago.
With the best selection and best deals on over 500 new Nissans, Woodfield Nissan is marking down their best deals even more. Now through February 29th.
It's Auto Show Markdown Madness.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on new Nissans. Plus get $5,000 off MSRP with limited time auto show savings.
You heard right. That's $5,000 off MSRP.
Plus 0% APR financing for 72 months on brand new Nissan.
But hurry.
These marked-on deals won't last forever. Head to Woodfield Nissan today and save big
during their Auto Showdown Markdown Sale.
With over 500 Nissans to choose from, the only place to shop and buy is Woodfield Nissan. 3 miles west of Woodfield Mall on Golf and Higgins. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com.
0% APR for 72 months equals $13.89 for 1,000 finance on select models with approved above-average credit. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price. Example of savings is on a 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5 SL, model number 13315, stock number 350801 on select models.
Thank you.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his two-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Chicago Sports Station.
With the social media these days, it's hard to keep something quiet. But you know, I think I owed it to the boys to tell them first, and you know, Theo and the organization were awesome to keep it a secret.
That's Dexter Fowler back with the Chicago Cubs. Boys versus Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I feel bad for Chris Coughlin. I know that's the business, and I know guys make a lot of money to be traded around.
Yeah,
but
they do.
That's got to suck, right?
Oh.
You're a part of this, and then off you go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there's a lot of places in baseball these days that still kind of suck. So, I mean, there's a lot of places you can go and you'd say, oh man, this sucks. And then there's some really good places. There's some, but that's not one of them. That's not one of them. I think he actually is better than I thought he was. Watching him close up, Coughlin, he's better than my initial reaction to him wasn't much, and then he kind of won me over a little bit.
He's a nice player, Major League Baseball player, helped you win some games, gave you the left-handed bat. And when they made that move, I'm thinking, well, that's weird because that's a viable, helpful left-handed stick.
I think
so. And then little did I know that there was a corresponding move to be announced to come, because I was scratching my head over that one thinking, that's odd. And now they say they're done. And now you've got some puzzle pieces to figure out. But man, Madden loves this. Now, you talk about a completely Maddenized roster with a number of interchangeable parts, that you've got a left-handed hitting left fielder slash catcher. You've got Ben Zobrist, who can play anywhere. You've got everything you can do with Soler in either of the corner outfield spots. You've got a third baseman that can play any of the three outfield spots if need be. So he's got, and you've added Javier Baez is playing all winter in center field.
Mm-hmm. You think,
course, it wouldn't have been much of a deal. But if you, I think that while you're waiting for somebody at the White Sox to make that one more move, I think it would have been okay with the White Sox, too, if you'd had a one-year out for Dexter Fowler, don't you?
I want to find out, because...
Don't you think that'd been okay, though? I mean, for 1 year out, I'd have probably said, yeah,
all I know
let's run this
is
thing.
That the White Sox were telling people that Fowler chose more money.
Mm-hmm.
That they weren't going to go with as high as Fowler wanted. That's their
Looking
story.
At about 12 million a year.
That's what they have said. And okay. I don't know why the White Sox wouldn't have paid the money if they are trying to go for it. See, I was thinking also, why wouldn't the White Sox have tried harder to get Chris Coughlin? Because that's a perfect fit for them. Why do you make him if the Cubs want to get him out of the league or whatever, they don't want to do a trade within the league, or they get some AAA pitcher? Couldn't the White Sox have offered where they got plenty of arms?
They got arms, yeah.
I thought that was sort of strange too. That would be a nice fit for the White Sox, Coughlin as much as Fowler.
Yeah, I just think one of these and I don't mean little in the sense it doesn't mean much, but one of these little moves that you can make when you find something like this, when you go, oh wait a minute, I mean, maybe the White Sox knew nothing about it, it was just done before they even knew it. You know, if you're going to do 1 year opt out, then I'll pay you. If you, then I'll probably think you don't want to be here anyway the second year. Maybe you don't.
Here's our wrong text of the day.
Wrong text already?
This just says Fowler will be the fourth outfielder. No, he's going to be your starting center fielder. And even though he is an average to slightly below average defensive player by most metrics, you move Jason Hayward back to right field. So instead of having a good center fielder in Hayward, you have an elite right fielder. Elite. And boy, I don't know if you heard that call. The midday show took one of the worst baseball calls I've heard in a long time. Some idiot who called it. I looked at his batting average and I don't think he's worth the money. Okay. Yeah. All right. And another texter wants to know, what about a backup first baseman? What are you talking about? Anybody's a backup first baseman.
Yeah, you can. That's not a designation, really. You can find that.
We gotta have a backup first baseman. Damn
what?
It. No, that's called anybody else on your team.
Oh boy. But yeah, there's some questions in there that I would like Rick Hahn asked. I would just want to know what exactly. You know, what happened there? Did you drop out? Did you know? Were you not aware of it? And Coughlin's is just better than what I think they have. I just don't. And again, he may not be that one perfect outfielder that you need to contend. But I would like somebody at least around that I'd see once in a while play a competent position. I just think there was this one thing that the White Sox needed to do to put them in a little bit of different atmosphere. And probably nothing happens at the end of the day anyway.
Yeah, the problem is that the White Sox right fielder is a below replacement level player.
Yeah.
And they can
hope
what they want, they can dream as they want, and they can see something that hasn't been there yet. He's in the shape of his life, we know that. But he's a below replacement level player.
Yeah.
And last year, Chris Coughlin was a 3-win player.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fine with me. I just think there's, you know, even the smallest of things that you go, oh, okay. You know, sometimes those smallest of things are the ones that help you the most, where you're just kind of looking, and we know the White Sox have been, and they spent the offseason looking, and apparently got shut out here and shut out there. But, I mean, I just look at this and say, God, this is a perfect opportunity for a couple things here to make a move that would really help you. And I don't know how long you want to look at Avi. I'm done, personally. I know he's in the shape of his life. He worked the entire offseason. Now he's thinner. He can swing the bat better. He can do this better. I don't believe any of that crap. So I just think there was such a chance. And even if it doesn't make you the favorite, it doesn't make you anything yet, but it gives you a better chance. It gives you a real look at it where you say, yeah, that's legitimate. That's legitimate. I mean, that's all you needed. Just want something that I could say to myself, yeah, okay.
This thought from Spartacus, who says what's even better about Fowler in center and Hayward in right is that the Cubs can now really hide their lumbering young DH in waiting in left. Positioning-wise, Madden can basically stick Schwarber in the left field corner and let the other guys cover 80% of the outfield, especially at Wrigley, where there isn't a hell of a lot of real estate out there to begin with. Color me thrilled. Yeah, I don't think the upside on Schwarber's defense is much. I don't think there's much of a ceiling there. I think he's just got to raise the floor a little bit and not have balls hit him in the head and hit him in the wrist and everything. It's look, big lumbering outfielders are generally bad, and he is a little more flexible than he used to be, but he's still big. He's still lumbering, and that's at worst, it's a double. If one hits him in the face.
Is he going to catch this spring training?
They say so.
That's what I thought.
They say they're going to keep using him. You got to find ways to get his bat in the lineup. And while the pitchers may not necessarily like throwing to him as much as they like throwing to a terrific receiver in Montero and Schwarber's back there stabbing at balls, it's not... you're going to compromise something, but he's also going to make up for it with a three-run homer.
I agree.
He's Terry Bors, and I'm Dan Bernstein. Pete Futak is going to join us because he's going to have strong thoughts, you can be guaranteed, on the mess that is continuing to occur. The ugly situation down in Knoxville with today's press conference doubling down on a federal lawsuit that, while not just not going away, it continues to burgeon, and with worse and worse stories at every turn. You've got WSCR, The Score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
When these stars come back, can they fit into something that has been found here instead of derailing something? They're not good enough to have it be about them. Jimmy's not good enough to have it be all about him and conquer like the greatest teams that are out there. The only way you're going to conquer it is if stars fit in.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or twiningsusa.com.
Free golf. Everyone gets a free round of golf, courtesy of Golf Visions, at the Chicago Golf Show, February 26th through the 28th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Get ready for the coming golf season with incredible bargains on clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Hit the latest clubs at our massive indoor driving range. Sharpen your game with a free lesson from an Illinois PGA pro. Plan your next vacation as you browse hundreds of fabulous golf travel destinations. Parents, bring your youngsters and introduce them to the game of a lifetime. And don't forget to check out the Daily Herald Golf Academy stage, where you'll see and hear the top teachers in the game give their insights on how to play better golf. It's the original, the biggest, the best, the Chicago Golf Show. For tickets, go to chicagogolfshow.com and get free golf.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his two-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the federal tax...